Welcome, 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 welcome. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Before we get started, let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this night. We just give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we come now and we ask you just to have your holy angels to encamp around about us. As we empty ourselves tonight, Lord, we ask you to wash us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. That way we can come boldly to your throne and we can seek mercy in the time of need. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. I hide myself now behind the cross, Almighty God. That way you can come forth tonight, Lord Jesus. And you can be the one that's ministered tonight, God. We want you to minister tonight, Lord Jesus. We want you to minister tonight. So I hide myself behind the cross and I let you come forward and I let you come forward and be glorified. Glorify yourself, Almighty God, through us. That way, Father, your word declared that if we pray in the spirit and if there's no interpretation, Father, we were just building up ourselves. So tonight I come and I say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome now to use us and to lead us and to guide us. We give everything to you tonight, God. We give everything to you. We give everything to you. We give everything to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. I hide myself now behind the cross, and I let you come now and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I pray that you all had a wonderful Christmas. In a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful new year. And then this year will be, man, I was just talking and I just like from this morning and was talking now and it brought me back to this morning where all I could see was abundance of rain. All I could see was abundance of rain, abundance of rain, and receive God's greatness and God's goodness for your life and for your family and for your generation. This year is a year of change. God is going to be changing some stuff. Supernatural changes. Yeah. And in that change, changeless changes, you will see also abundance. He's rolling back the curtains and he's releasing abundance. He's releasing abundance. I have this book that I was reading and I left it outside. Let me go get it, but I'll be right back because I left it outside. And the reason why I went to go get the book is because today I was getting ready to come online tonight. And the Spirit of God said he wants me to talk about finances, pray about finances. Because a lot of people he's saying right now is in some kind of some type of some form of financial difficulties. So he wants me to pray in regards to finances. And then he gave me the scripture where I'm supposed to go pray from. So I said, okay. So I opened my Bible and let me open my Bible, page 5. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it was in regards to Genesis 28. And in Genesis 28, it was about Jacob and Esau. Remember, if you go all the way back to verses 27, you see where Jacob took Esau's blessing. And it was they did it. He and his mom did it very cunningly. They basically robbed him from his birthright. And so as I was reading, and I come down to verse 7. Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and they told Jacob to go to a location and go there and find his wife. And they gave him some specific instructions. And the brother overheard, they talking about it, and he said, "You know what? You don't want him to have this kind of wife? All right, what I'm going to do, I myself is going to go out and I'm going to pick a wife from the area that you don't want me to pick from." So in other words, he was doing this out of spite. His brother stole his birthright and he was doing things out of spite. And even though the brother stole his birthright, you should see now that the Father God set this brother up. It set Jacob up. And Jacob went and fall asleep. And there was a ladder that comes down. And in this ladder, God actually came and gave him instruction and bless him supernaturally and let him know that if he hearken unto his voice and do what he tells him to do, he would have been blessed. He will be blessed. He will be blessed. So that's what I'm saying. So this evening, I'm like, okay. I'm gonna be talking to the people about it before we pray in regards to finances and listening to the Father and hearing what the Father have to say about your money and how you gotta have to spend your money and how you need to budget and how you need to give even in your hardest times. You give to find a place that you could give. You're not giving to God Himself, but you're giving out into an area, into the spirit realm, and letting the enemy know that, look, this is what I'm going to be doing out of my finances, or this is what I'm going to be doing out of my time. This is what I am going to be doing. I am going to end up being a giver. So this is where this book come in. So I opened this book, and what I was reading from today, from Genesis 28, is the same thing in the book, talking about God's plan, God's best plan for you. So tonight we are going to pray for God's best plan for your life. We're going to bind the spirit of poverty. We're going to release in the atmosphere finances to run after you and to overshadow you. If you go in and if you read Genesis 28, verse 10 to 22, you'll get an understanding of what I'm talking about. If you go back over to Genesis 27, you see where I wouldn't call it confusion. I would say where the other brother took the other brother's birthright. And you would see in 28 where the next brother is very upset and he go against his dad. But even though he go against his dad, even though, and so another word, we are going against our Father God. God is saying, look, I'm not going to leave you stranded. God is saying, no matter what you need, I am going to be there for you. I'm going to open the windows of heaven and I'm going to pour you out a blessing. God is saying that if you give, it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall men put into your bosom. God is saying that wherein have you robbed me in Malachi 3? He said, you have robbed me in tithes and offering. He said, if you give, he said, he will open up the windows of heaven. And these are some of the things that you have to do to basically reverse poverty off your life. To basically say, you know what, enemy? I understand. I am not giving to anyone to get a blessing. That's not what I'm doing. But I am giving into the heavenly bank that when I have a need, I could go to the Father and I could say, based on your word, Almighty God, this is what I'm doing. I'm standing and I'm believing that you are going to be my gap finder. Where everything that's lacking in my gap, where anything that is lacking, you are going to supply. Whatever I need, you are going to supply whatever I need. Whatever I need is going to accomplish because you already established it for me. So tonight we're going to come boldly to the throne of grace and we're going to seek mercy and we're going to thank you, Lord God, that you are our Jehovah Jireh. We're going to thank you that you are the one that provide. We are going to thank you that you are our shepherd, based in Psalms 23, that you lead and you guide us. Abba Sokomima, Genesis 22, verses 13 to 14. You are my Jehovah Jireh. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Lord God Almighty, you roll back the windows. You roll back the curtains. In the mighty name of Jesus, you roll it back. You reverse every curse, every ancestral curse, curse of poverty, curse of not knowing how to budget, curse of not knowing how to put the finances together. Lord God Almighty, give us witty invention. Lord God Almighty, let us get close to you. Let us hear from you. Lord God Almighty, let us not go out and buy things that we cannot afford. Lord God Almighty, speak to us tonight, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us that we don't have room enough to receive it. Remove every stumbling block out of our way, Lord. Let our corners be established in you tonight, God. Let finances come after us and run after us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God Almighty. Father, we thank you that finances is coming after us. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, God. Father, we remember you, Lord God Almighty. It is you who give us wealth. It is you who give us wealth. Why? So that your covenant will be established. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, Look at that young man. Even though he and his mother went out in light of the dead, Lord God Almighty, you know that it was going to happen before. And he's told his brother's birthright for only a plate of food, Lord God Almighty. And the brother was so upset. But if you continue to read on, you see it was not really a setup. God know it was gonna happen. But they basically go in. We don't know if that's the way it was supposed to go, but the mom basically go in and did her thing, and the son and kind of just blindsided the dad. And he just give the blessing over to that younger guy, Jacob. And that's where the confusion comes in. This confusion comes in right there because it was a lie. It was a complete lie. And because it was a lie that he was who he said he was and he was not, so he got his blessing right there and then on the false pretenses. But remember, even though it happened like that, the Father God blessed him and said he was going to be fruitful and he was going to multiply and he was going to basically replenish the earth. Basically, that's what he was going to do. He made a vow with Jacob. God said, I will be with you. So it doesn't matter. Even though he lied and he steal and he cheated, God said, look, you walk upright before me. You do this, and I am going to give you your father's blessing. I am going to let it come to pass. Whatever he blessed, no matter how he prayed, God said, if you continue looking down at the bottom, he said, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, what is a vow? Is a commitment between two people. Saying, he say out of his mouth, if God will be with me and will keep me in his ways, that where I go, and he'll give me bread to eat. Oh my God. You have to see this. I'll come again into my father's house in peace. This is it. This is it right there. And he make a vow that he will give. I will give 10%, tenth. Everything that he get in his hands, he said, I will give it. I'll give 10% out of it. That's Jacob. That's what Jacob said. I didn't say that. You got to go to God and see what you need to do. You got to go to God and see what you need to release out of your hand. You got to go to God and see what you need to release out of your family. You got to go to God and see what you need to release. Do you need to release your time? You got to go to him. You got to ask him. This is not between you and me. It's between you and him. You have to talk to him. Jacob had to ask him, look, God, this is what I'm going to do. And Jacob called the name of the place, verse 19, Bethel. Where is your Bethel? What is going on in your life that you need God so bad that you are going to make a commitment to him? You are gonna rush out of your grave clothes, and you're gonna say, you know what, God? I really can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I need you to help me, Lord God. I need you to come on the scene, Lord God Almighty. I have done so much things. I've been wrong so many times. I've wronged so many people. God Almighty, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord God. I'm crying out to you, Lord God. I am coming to you right now as a Jacob. I have sinned against thee. I have sinned against my family. I have sinned against my brother. But Lord God Almighty, I am promising you tonight, Lord. This is what I am going to do, Lord. This is what I'm going to do, Lord. I am going to open my hands to you. I'm going to put my hand up and I'm going to say, Lord God Almighty, forgive me from all my sins of my unrighteousness. I need you, Lord God. I need you, Lord God. I need you to show up, God. I need you to change my atmosphere. I need you to change my situation. I need you to change my finances. I need you to change my family. I need you to change my neighborhood. I need you to change my job. Holy Spirit of the living God, I need my job. I need my supervisor. Oh my God, my supervisor is acting up. But Lord God, I know you can change my situation. Lord God, I know you can change my job. Lord God, I know you can change my surrounding. Lord God, I know you can change my family. Lord God, I know you can stop argumentative spirit in my house. Lord God, I know you could talk to my sons and my daughters. Almighty God, I need you tonight. Almighty God, I need your help. Almighty God, I need deliverance. You gotta talk to him. You have to talk to him. Genesis 28. Read it, read it, read it. Go over to verse 27. Read it. This is in regards to even though Jacob sinned, even though Jacob sinned against his family, oh God. And when you continue reading, you see where he went to a different location. And you see where the man, his own family lied to him. Lied to him. If you got to continue reading, you got to read for yourself. Lied to him. You continue, go over to 29. Lied to him. He worked, must be about like 10 times for the woman that he loved. And I believe he ended up leaving that location with not only one woman. He left, I think he leave out of there with two sisters. Leah, you remember Leah? You got to read. You got to read. You got to read. Yeah, he even end up with Leah. If you continue to read in 29, verse 21, and keep going down, he end up with Leah. So let me tell you, man, even though the finances may look messed up, if you repent and ask God for forgiveness, there is a turnaround. When you continue to read Genesis 29, you see even where he married Leah and Rachel. And their father, the father changed his ways 10 times, he said. 10 different times. That man worked, but you know what? He was deceptive himself. So that's what happened. That spirit followed him. So we have to repent. And we have to ask God for forgiveness. And we have to say, Lord, I do not want that Jacob behind me. I do not want that Jacob spirit. Father God, I want you to live and reign in me. I repent right now, God. When I repent, my life's going to change. When I repent, my social life is going to change. My family life is going to change. My household provision is going to change. Finance is going to run after me. The Father said, we need to pray about our finances. Who do you have in your family tonight that needs finances? You got to pray for them. Who in your family tonight that needs salvation? You got to pray for them. The Bible said the lovers of money is the root of all evil. He did not say for you not to have money in 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, I think 1 Timothy 6, 10. He said the lovers of money. He did not say for you not to have money. He said the lovers of money. The lovers of money is the root of all evil. So that means you're supposed to have money to pay your bills. You're supposed to have money to have enough to give. You can't don't have nothing to give. You're supposed to have something in your hand to give. Given it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaking down, running over. So it says here, 1 Timothy 6, verses 10. For the love of money is the root of evil, the root of all evil. The love. He didn't say you're not supposed to have. It said the love. So if you fall in love with money, that's when the root of all evil come in. So don't listen to anybody telling you're supposed to be poor and disgusted. Jesus was not poor when he was walking the earth. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you see that Jesus had more than enough. And if he didn't have it, he had the spirit of discernment and he was able to say, go here and go there, and you'll see something and you'll pick it up and you'll use it. He give you resources. Look into Matthew, look into Mark, look into John, look into Luke. Do some resources by yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the root of all evil, the love of money. We got to call money into us. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we need a mark. We need a mark 11:23. We got to speak to our mountain, oh God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said to talk about finances tonight. Somebody has some kind of financial stuff that they're going to. What do you have that you're going to? Do you have something that's coming to you and it's running and they're trying to hold it up? We release it tonight. We say, money cometh, money cometh, money run after us, money overshadow us in the name of Jesus. Whatever we put our hand to, it will flourish. And Jesus, Makoshi. So we're going to talk about Matthew, Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that mean me, anybody, me, you, whosoever. Who is that whosoever? Shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Do not doubt. Trust God and live. Do not doubt for nothing. Remember, our God is the one that's more than enough. And shall believe, and shall not doubt in our heart. Not and believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, and you shall have whatsoever you say, whatever you release out of your mouth. Money cometh to me now, mountains of poverty remove, distortation, anything that's come to distort, remove, anything that come to confuse, remove. Anything in my household that's not right, remove. Any forces that's in my home that's not right, remove. Father God, we thank you that everything is being removed. We thank you that it's been cast into the sea. Father, we thank you. You said we're talking about finances, we're praying about finances. God will give us wealth. Ecclesiastic 5:19. Let's check out Ecclesiastic 5:19. Chikamamanamonde. You could go over there to Ecclesiastic 5:19. Let me see if I could find. Hallelujah. Where is Ecclesiastic 4:46? Lalina katamaya. Jesus, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Open up the windows, open up the windows, open up the windows. Landa kotekeramasande. Open up the windows, God. Open up the windows, God. Nakona. Anybody find Ecclesiastic 5:19? Because I'm trying to find it in my thing. And I have all these things marked. I'm coming. Oh, yeah, mama. Mama. Mm-hmm. 5:19. I hope you're writing down these scriptures. Cause these are your money scriptures. 5:19. Or five. Okay, wait a minute. Every man on his own, da-da-da-da. And he says here, God had given wealth, riches and wealth, and had given power to get wealth. Yes, see? God is the one that give you the power to get wealth. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and are giving him power to eat. So he give you power. God give you power to get wealth. God is the one that gives you wealth. So you have to attract your wealth. You got to call it in. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my hand right now in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I ask you, Father God, that if I have committed any sin tonight, I ask you to wash me and cleanse me in the blood. Cover me now, Lord God, that I may be able to walk upright before you. Now, when you see, all you see is the blood of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that you're fan of Bosisi, Mashiki, Labosande, Lideba, Remako, that your finances is running after us. Your finances is overtaking us. Your finances, God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, open up the doors. We walk right through and we have more than enough. We have abundance. We have supernatural supply and we can declare Philippians 4:19. Oh my God, you should supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And then we go to Ecclesiastic 10:19. Oh, yeah, mama. When we have money, it answers some stuff. Not all things, but some stuff. Yep. It answers some stuff. Don't listen to anybody. Okay, number 19, 10:19. But money answer all things. So that means when you're down and you're out and you don't have no money, you don't have any money to do what you need to do, it's a problem. You can't go tell the creditors that you can't. Yes, you can make an arrangement, but at a certain time, if say you live into a home, you got to pay your mortgage, or they're going to foreclose. They're going to give you a certain time to bring your finances in, certain time to do a refinance, certain time to do this. Certain to have time to do that. But if you can't meet your needs, hey, so you gotta have it. You gotta have some kind of monetary gift. So you gotta change your mindset when it comes on to money. You need it to pay your bills. If you don't have any bills, bless God. You gotta buy food. You gotta do something. And if you don't want it, you could give it. There are ministry out there that need funds to be able to do what they need to do. There are people out there in your neighborhood that might need funds to help them. And if you see somebody and they come to you and say, you know, I need this and I need that, when you have it, you can give it to them. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Jesus was able to give. He said to them, you know what? Go down there. There's launch out your net. The first fish come up, open up its mouth, and take out what you need to take out, and then you go take it and pay your taxes. The spirit of discernment. Spirit of discernment. You see, must give unto Caesar what's due to Caesar. He said, give and it shall be given back to you. Press down, shaking down, running over. That's Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Let me drink some water. What you might look. What you might look, John. Luke 6:38. Okay. I don't know. Okay, so Luke 6:38. Go down to 38, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures pressed down and shaken together. And running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with, it shall be measured to you. Seed time and harvest. Whatever you give, you're gonna reap. Whatever you sow, you're gonna reap. You sow love, you're gonna get love. You sow joy, you're going to get joy. Peace, you'll get peace. Confusion, you get confusion. It is whatever you sow, you reap. You sow finances, you reap finances. Whatever you sow, you reap. Proverbs 11, 25. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Touch the heart of your people, Lord. Touch them tonight, I pray. Send the holy angel to encamp her into their house. Watch over them tonight as they sleep. Watch over them tonight as they sleep. Watch over them tonight as they sleep. Touch their troubled water. Imakosina Nanikita. Verse 25. Proverbs 11, verse 25. The liberal soul shall make fat. The liberal soul, I mean the person that's free, hands free, giving freely, giving out of your needs. Make it fat. And he that water it shall be water also himself. What do you think that means? Just like you go out there and you have a plant. If you don't plant, if you don't water your plant, it's gonna die. I went to Orlando and somebody gave me a plant, two pieces of plant last week, and I brought it home. That was Thursday. And I didn't put any water in it. I had it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it start quailing up. It start like you want to fall down. I'm like, okay, so I put some water in there. And let me tell you, today, the thing perked up. Watering. You're giving it water. It's being nurtured. And it's the same concept here. Soul, the liberal soul makes fat. That means when you do anything freely, it's gonna come back to you in abundance. That's how I could paraphrase this. It will come back in abundance. And a matter of fact, when you water it, when you water it, it's going to flourish. It's gonna put on a new meaning. You're going to get life. It's gonna come alive. So tonight, Lord God, in our dry land, we call for the water of the Spirit to come forth and to nourish every single thing that is dried up tonight, Lord God. We call for the green land, Lord God, to come alive where it's being nourished, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We worship you. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, that everything that we put in our hands, God, that it gets fat. It gets fat. It comes alive. It comes alive. The fatness, the fruit of the land come alive in our hands, God. And then the fire of the Holy Spirit comes in our hands, God. And we move strategically in the earth, God, where we control, where we sustain, according to Genesis 1, Lord, where we have dominion over everything, God. I thank you, Father God, right now for financial, oh God, financial situation, God, changing tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God, from the windows of heaven opening up tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, water, water, come forth now in the dry land. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are our source. We thank you tonight that you are our source. We thank you tonight, Lord God, Deuteronomy 8:18. Lama seco, malama sande, maromando, sananamande, goramande, candele manando, sanana, shikele basondoi. Deuteronomy 8:18 tonight, God. Deuteronomy 8:18 tonight. God, we thank you. Oh, makoshete, we thank you, Lord, that we remember you tonight, God, that you are the Lord God that giveth thee power to get wealth, that we may be able, that your covenant may be able to be established on the earth. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We call. Oh, Samara Mama Kondeleba. Matthew 4, verse 4. Matthew 4, verse 4. Break and bind all limitation tonight. Break and bind all limitation tonight. We have no limit, God. You're not a God at limit. You have no limit. Jehovah Jireh, you have no limit. Yay, Samaye Takolaba. Remango Salaba. It is written, you have no limit. 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 We only proceed everything out of your mouth, God. The word of God comes out of our mouth, and we use it to create tonight, God. Matthew 4, verse 4. Let everything come out of our mouth, and we can say to the enemy, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Our atmosphere has changed tonight. The atmosphere changed tonight, God. We change your atmosphere tonight with your word, God. We change your atmosphere tonight with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you this night. We thank you, Lord. We obey you tonight, God. We obey you tonight, God. We obey you tonight. We obey you tonight, God. Let the rivers of heaven flow tonight. Let it run after us and overshadow us. Every single thing that we need, let it run after us. Let the fire come and ignite. Let the fire come and ignite. We love you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you that we are going to see changes in our life, in our finances, in our family structure, in our homes, on our jobs. Every single thing that we put our hand to, God, a blessing will run after us and overshadow us. Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. Deuteronomy 28, verse 8. Father God, you blessed Jacob even when he was sinning. You make a covenant with his father and his grandfather. You make a covenant with them, Lord. Blessing the city, blessing the field, bless going out, bless coming in. You will command that blessing to run off to us, God. Our storehouse will never run dry. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. I'm going to go to the top tonight, verse 28, to send it shall come to pass. Father God, if we hearken unto your voice, if we listen to your voice and observe what you're saying tonight, God, you're the one who's commanding the blessing to overtake us and overshadow us, Lord God. The blessing will come upon us, God. If we hearken to our voice, your voice, God, we will be blessing the city. And it does not necessarily have to be finances. It mean anything. No curse. We will be blessing the field, our basket, our fruits, our bodies. There will be an increase, Father. If we're doing farming, if we're out there doing farming, there'll be an increase in our cattle, in our sheep, our basket will never run dry. It will be like the woman that deal with Elijah, and Elijah was hungry, and the lady didn't have anything, and she says all she got to do is just a little bit of oil and a small amount of cornmeal, and Elijah says, bake it. Give it to the man of God. And she did. And he pronounced that our oil barrel will never run dry. Tonight, Lord God, I bless the basket based on your word, Deuteronomy 28. Bless when they'll come in and bless when they'll go out. You will cause thine enemy. You will cause thy enemy to rise up against thee. But Lord God, when they come, the Lord shall cause thine enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before our face. You will see your enemies being smitten right in your face. And they will go out seven times. They will flee before you seven times. It does not matter when, it does not matter how. You will see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord, not you, but the Lord. The Lord. God, I thank you for your command blessing in my house, in my pocketbook, in my body, in my family, wherever my storehouse lies, Lord, I thank you. You got to read his word back to him. You got to talk to him. Not me see no way. My storehouse will never be dry. Wherever I set my hand to, it's going to accomplish. Land is going to come after me. Wealth is going to come after me. You're going to give me witty invention, Lord God. You're going to open my floodgates and my eye gate, Lord God Almighty. You're going to give me information. You're going to give me witty information. You're going to give me things. You're going to download stuff that I may be able to run after it with it. Any kind of business adventure, you are going to put it in my heart and it will come to pass and it will flourish. The Lord shall establish thee. I'm not establishing myself. The Lord is the one who's going to establish me. I'm reading from Deuteronomy 28. He is, and I'm at verse 9. He is going to establish me. I'm going to be his people. He's going to take me unto himself. Only if I keep his commandments. The Lord God came. Jesus said he didn't come to change anything, he came to fulfill. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God and to love your neighbor as yourself. So look that scripture up and put it up because I'm not gonna go over there, but look it up. Love their neighbor as you love yourself. Those are the two greatest commandments. Love your Lord thy God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the Lord God shall establish thee as a holy people. And all people on the earth shall see that the Lord has called thee by name. The Lord has called thee by name. Sonia put it up there. She said it's Mark 12, 31. You go check it and make sure it's correct. Don't take her word for it. You go check it out and make sure it's right. Go check it out. And all the earth shall see thee and know thee and call, and they will know. You will have a mark on you. I will have a mark, Almighty God, that when I show up, the anointing of God is going to show up with me. Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God. Run after us and overshadow us, Almighty God. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit run after us. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit be with us. Oh, mighty God. Oh, supernatural God. Oh, Father God, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, you're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, Father God, Psalms 23 run after us and overshadow us. Oh, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Anamasiki Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. He's gonna lead you, he's gonna guide you, he's gonna show you things to come. He is going to be your present help in every time that you need. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave you. He will not leave you. He'll always be there. And the Lord God, listen to this. He will make you plenteous. He will not make you be weak and don't have anything. He will make you plenteous in goods. And I'm believing God tonight that it go beyond and it will go. My body will be good. My eyes will be good. My mouth, my hands, everything that I possess will be good because he created us good. Everything that he created according to Genesis 1, he said it was very good. Oh, God Almighty. If you go to Genesis 1, and God saw, that's verse 31 in Genesis 1, everything that he made. He created you. That means he made you. And he was like in awe. He said, behold. Like he said, oh my God, look at this. Whoa, glory to God. He said, behold. Look, man, look at this. Look at this. Behold, look at my creation. It was very good. Everything that we created, that's in Genesis 1, verse 31, Sonny. Everything that he created is not only good, but it's very good. It exceeds the limit. It's very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. And on the seventh day, he rested. So he must was like, I can rest from my work that I did. From day one to day six, and now day seven, I can rest. He said everything that he created was very good. You are very good. He give you everything very good. Doesn't give you anything that's bad. He give you everything that's very good. See yourself tonight in a very good position. In him. See yourself tonight in the front and not in the back. See yourself tonight going over and not under, always abounding and to every good works. See yourself tonight positioned according to his word. I think it's in Romans 8. Let me see Romans 8. Romans 8 just come up in my spirit. Let me see something. I'm not sure if it is, but let me see. Let me see. Romans 8. Little John Fox in Romans. Let me see Romans, what Romans 8 is saying. Okay, so Romans 8, verse. I'm gonna go to verse, and I mean, you could go to the top, but I'm gonna go down to 14. But if you want to get a clear understanding of Romans 8, read it from the top, okay? But then he was talking about the bottom here, when I'm going down to the bottom. After you're dead in Christ and you're quitting with him, he's giving you a statement. He's saying that you are his very good child. And you have now joined here with his son, Christ Jesus. So you have to be led by his spirit. How are you going to be led by his spirit? You're going to know his word. His word is going to come alive. His word is going to lead you and guide you. The Bible tell you that thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path, honey. Try to find that and put that up for me, please, too. So let's go to Romans 8. The Spirit itself beareth witness, that's verse 16. The Spirit bear witness with our spirit, Romans 8, verse 16. And we are children of God. Remember, the God has not created anything messed up, He created it very good. And if we're children, then here it is, we're heirs of God, that were et not me, whatever He has in His possession. Because Jesus now died and sit at the right hand. Jesus now gave everything over to us through the Father. Whatever we need, we ask for it through Jesus Christ. So that's where Romans 8 comes in. It is telling you your position in Him. If my mother died and my dad and my daddy and my mom died and leave something for me and it's in a will, this is in a will form. This is what God is telling us in this will here, in the Word of God, in His will, in His contract. Okay. Children, and we're heirs of God, and we're joined here with Christ. We have power. We have some power in the heavenlies. We have powers in the heavenlies. Romans 8, verse 16 to 17. We are joined here with Jesus Christ, and we are heirs of God. Whatever Jesus possesses, we possess the same thing. All we need to do now is to go through Jesus Christ. You said you ask nothing in my name, but when he leave, you start asking him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. That because your son died and because he died on the cross, I can come boldly to the throne of grace. I can seek mercy. I can thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, because I am joined here with your son, Christ Jesus. It's not a mystery. It is right here in the Bible. If you don't understand it in this form, get yourself a Bible that you could understand in your lay term, like New King James, or I mean, I don't promote Amplify, or maybe you might use the Amplify, but I don't really promote it. But just use something that you could get an understanding, because a lot of people say the King James Version, they can't stand, they don't understand. So get something that you could understand, because it's telling you right here, you are joined here with Jesus, and you are here of God. You're God's here. I mean, whatever God possesses, whatever God has is ours. There's only way we go through him is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus died. It tells you in Colossians. It tells you right there in Colossians too. And you know, you can read Colossians 1. You can read Colossians 1 all the way down. It says, we are redeemed to the blood of the Lamb. So you can read Colossians 1. You could read Colossians 2. Take you some time out and read Colossians. Colossians is telling you right there about how Jesus died on the cross and how we are reconciled. Colossians 1:20. Colossians 1 verse 20. We are reconciled to Jesus Christ now. Back to the Father.
He says, and having peace through the blood of the cross, of his cross, so that when Jesus died on the cross, he says right there in verse 20, right? And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him we are reconciled all things unto himself. We are in Christ Jesus. So read Colossians 1 and then go read Colossians 2. And if you want to be creative, read the entire book of Colossians, because it only have 1 to 4. Just read it and get acquainted with it. Paul was just writing what the Holy Spirit tell him to write and how he feels in his spirit, man. You gotta get to know the word. You were dead in Christ, verse chapter 2 said, verse 13, and then you come alive in Christ. And you being dead in sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, now you're quickened together. And he forgave you of your trespasses. Who did that? Jesus did. And verse 14 said, and blotting out the handwriting on the wall. So that's where you could go to God and you could say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I see this in Colossians that Jesus died for me, Colossians 1. And then I go to Colossians 2, verse 14, and I see that all my sins have been blotted out. Blotted out. And tonight I have victory through the blood of Jesus. And tonight I declare that everything that you created in me, through me, is very good. My family is very good. My household is very good. Everywhere that I go, I possess very good. Because Jesus, you are living in me. Jesus, you reside in me. Jesus, when the enemy comes, oh God, it can't touch me. Because the blood of Jesus mark me. I cross over. It bit the blood. I don't have to sit back and go to the priest and ask the priest to pray for me, because Jesus already interceded for me. Jesus already died for me. The blood of Jesus covered me. I have covenant through the blood. Father God, tonight I come and I thank you and I praise you and I gave out what you told me to give out. I call for finances from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I call for finances to run after your daughters and your sons. I call for the people, Lord God, that's always listening to the recording when it does go up, whatever date goes up, that they will get the same anointing and they will get the same release. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you and I worship you this day. This is the day that you have made. And my God, my God, my God, my God, we will rejoice. We will give you praise and we will give you worship. Father God, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we will meet again on, well, Wednesday we have fasting. This Thursday we're going to have our class. We're going to have our prophetic teaching this Thursday. And Friday we have watch. So if you're not involved in watch, please sign up. The watch is 4 different. You have 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And it's not really a fasting, it's just a mindset. It's like you go to work and you're at your desk and you're working. It's just that this is a different, I'm just paraphrasing, this is a different concept. At the watch, what I do, I give out the information on a weekly basis. And what is our target? What are we going to be praying about that particular week? And that's what all of us pray. So right now we have like, I think it was 13 or something, maybe 13 people on watch, because it's four different hour time set. And I was saying that it's good to have at least two people on it, that if one person cannot be on the watch at that night, at least we have one person. And I'm also on it. So I'm like the supervisor, I'm manning. I'm like, oh God. So the morning, when we first started this week, we used to do it before, but now we started again this Friday. And I was up from like say 6 o'clock and just continue looking over. And then 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, I doze off. And then I got back up after six and just finished off. So you're just having a mindset of just praying, interceding, watching. Whatever the Spirit of God tell you to do, you can write it down. Because I may give out information, but you might be praying and then you send something in your spirit. You know, you could take a book and just write it. You could just, or we could talk about it or whatever. But the watchman is on guard. The enemy cannot pass the gate of that watchman. Just like in the natural, if you're out there in a location and you're on guard, say for instance, in the army, you cannot go past the people at guard unless you tell them why you're coming on base. Who and you better know who you're gonna go see on base. They will not let you on base. And if you try to get on base, you could be locked up. It's the same concept with the watch. You are looking out, you're keeping guard. The enemy will not be able to come in. The enemy will not be able to come and take over. So we are praying and tell the enemy back off on the different subjects. Okay? So I love you guys. God bless you guys. We will meet on Wednesday with the fasting. I'll tell out the fasting information for Wednesday. And back again on Thursday and Friday's watch. Have a great week. God bless you. God watch over you. Always remember, you are positioned because you are very good. God created you as a very, very good individual. Nobody can take your place. Nobody. You are the only person with your DNA. Nobody else have your DNA. You are effective, special in the kingdom of God. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Watch ye therefore. Have your lines open up. Have your eyes be vigilant, knowing what's going on around about you. Get up in the morning. The first thing come out of your mouth. Say, Lord, I give you thanks and I give you praise. I worship you, God. I worship you. Thank him for opening up your eyes because a lot of people may not be able to wake up tomorrow morning. People are just dying. I just found out yesterday this one lady, bomb, went to the hospital, dead. Asthma take her out. You never know. Let's be vigilant. Let's be sober because our adversary, the enemy, moving around, seeking him whom he may devour, he wants to take us out. But we are going to give him a run for his money. You know why? Because Jesus gave you the keys to the kingdom. If you read Matthew 16, verse 19, you have the keys to the kingdom. The enemy don't have no keys. You got the keys. And you're here as ambassador on this earth for Jesus Christ. Go read Peter. Go read 1st and 2nd Peter. Go read those scriptures. I love you guys and God bless you.